What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone, dear listeners. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to open that door to your soul and say goodbye to your small self. This show is all about soul, your soul, how to activate your potential and express your greatest talents and dreams. And today we have such an exciting guest, my special friend, colleague, and she knows all about soul, Pat Hastings. And we're going to talk about stepping out in faith. And it's going to be so wonderful. But before we do that, I just want to say stay tuned to Your Soul Guidance. We're live each Thursday on 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, let's talk about today. We're going to talk, Pat and I are going to talk about stepping out in faith. It's really the down and dirty of when you do step out in faith. And both of us, as we're called the Faith Gals, and I just love that name for us. And we're going to share personal experience and stories with you about how you can step out in faith and live your dreams. I mean, stepping out in faith and following your soul in requires absolutely taking risks and overcoming fear and the negative voices within. So as I want to almost get onto that subject right away, but let's first talk a little bit about Pat Hastings. Pat, she's the author of the award-winning book, Simply a Woman of Faith. I've read that book and oh my gosh, it's so empowering. It's Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. For more than 20 years as a speaker, a spiritual coach, a teacher, and radio talk show host, Pat has helped thousands of people to conquer their fears, overcome limiting beliefs, and connect within the divine power and discover your life purpose by aligning yourself with your spirit. She's an expert in transforming fear through faith, and Pat is highly skilled in leading people on an inner journey towards self-acceptance, self-love, forgiveness, healing, and freedom. And she inspires audiences with her powerful faith stories and everyday miracles about how she triumphed over family, alcoholism, sexual abuse, the loss of business, and healed from a traumatic divorce after 30 years of marriage. Pat's peaceful presence and powerful message makes her a sought-after inspirational speaker, media guest, and workshop leader, engaging audiences worldwide. Well, let's not wait any longer, Pat. Are you here? Welcome, my friends.
Thank you. I'm just delighted to be here with you, Saskia, and talk about my favorite subject, faith.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to laugh. My book is called, A Suitcase Full of Faith, How One Woman Followed Her Dream Following the Compass of Her Soul. And your book is called Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. And I mean, I'm just still amazed, like, how the universe brought us together. How did that happen, Pat?
If I can think about it, I think I received an email. Was that it? Saskia, do you remember?
Yeah.
And then we called each other, and like we just hit it off like we were best friends, laughing and sharing stories. So it was just, it was meant to be that we, you know, that we meet.
Yeah, I remember.
And we support one another. Yeah. Do you remember how exactly it happened?
Well, I think I sent an email to someone to make use of her services, and then she said, well, maybe you would like to be interviewed by Pat. So then I reached out to you, and then you read my book, and then you called me, and then you sent me your book to me, and we're like, you know, if
and I just absolutely loved your book. It was like I couldn't put it down at night. I couldn't wait to get back up into my bed and finish reading your story. It's just an amazing story of stepping out in faith. So I think that's why we just so resonated with one another, because we're doing the same thing of stepping out in faith.
And Pat, if you think about stepping out in faith, do you sometimes, you know, that's what people ask me sometimes, are you challenged in your faith, or do you like have always faith?
You know, I've always had faith. As a young girl, I remember I was praying, and so I think I've always had faith. It's a gift. I truly believe it's a gift, and that doesn't mean that my faith hasn't been tested, because it certainly has. There have been times in my life where there's been suffering, and, you know, I've been angry, and my faith was tested. So definitely, you know, there were times where my faith was tested,
yeah.
I think with anybody with faith, that happens.
Yeah, it isn't. And in a way, I think, you know, we can't really lose our faith. We have to go a little deeper, you know, just search for it.
Yeah.
Because then on the surface, and especially when we're challenged, because one of my experiences is that when, and, you know, some of the listeners might know that we basically let go of everything here, let go of everything in Holland, and, you know, on the spur of the moment, basically followed that call of my soul to move, let go of everything, give up our businesses. We flew to America, and that was such an enormous step out in faith. But what happened is then when we flew out, the plane we flew in caught fire. So we're flying over the ocean with 5 kids and a dog, you know, completely stepping out in faith. And I never forget, you know, we're doing this, and I'm thinking, well, God, if you're not proud of me here, I mean, we had no jobs. I mean, the kids didn't speak a word of English. We had nothing. We only had a house, but I trusted my gut. I trusted this was meant for us to do. And then halfway, the plane's on fire. And I tell you, Pat, I was scared out of my mind, and, you know, basically in my chair looking like, you know, I had 5 little kids. Nobody, you know, only the 2 oldest could swim, thinking, you know, how can you step out in faith so big and then, you know, you dive into the ocean? And I really, really had a hard time. But then at some point, when the fear is so overpowering, at least that's what I experienced, you got to drop down to some sort of surrender that things happen for a reason, or that all be well in the end. And it was actually amazing. I really dropped into that surrender, that deep, deep beingness, which, you know, when I listen to those last phone calls from people, and I mean, I can't anywhere come near what they experienced. I mean, it's just, but at least what I saw when 9/11 happened and these people make these last phone calls, what amazed me is that they were so calm. They were in a place of surrender. And, you know, in a way, I think maybe for a slight bit, I tapped into that surrender. And I mean, yeah, we did arrive at the end, you know, otherwise I wouldn't be here in America.
You're here to say it worked.
But do you have an experience like that, Pat, where you had to drop so deep, like you're like, I'm kicking and screaming?
Well, you know, there are so many experiences. Not, I don't think to that extent where I was in a plane and it was on fire. But I do remember that my ex-husband and I, he wanted to open a business, and he wanted to open a Christian bookstore. This was many, many years ago. So we had to sell our house, and because we didn't have the money. And I remember that was a huge step, because we had, I think, 3 kids and 1 on the way. And we were selling our house to move into a condo. So we did that, and then we were there for maybe a year, and it was really not a place to raise children. So we decided that we were going to look for another house. Now, we didn't have any money because we had just gone into business, and we had decided to go to the bank and, you know, try to get a loan. And they said to us right up front, they said, you know, the chances of you getting a loan are so slim because, you know, you just opened a business and you're not making money, da-da-da. But we had such faith and such vision, and we just knew that we were going to get this house. So we just prayed up a storm, and people around us were praying, and we just acted as if we packed all our stuff.
Hold that thought, because we're almost heading to a break, but
okay.
You know, everybody's glued to their seats, I'm sure.
Okay.
So stay, everybody stay tuned. We have here the Faith Gals, Pat and Saskia, talking about the down and dirty of stepping out in faith. So stay tuned with us, and we will be right back.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And today we have such a delicious conversation here, the Faith Gals. I'm talking with Pat Hastings. And we are talking together about the down and dirty of stepping out in faith. And if anyone is interested in knowing more about Pat, please, Pat, can you tell the listeners like how they can get your book and your website?
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. My website is www.simplyawomanoffaith, and that's womanoffaith.com. And on my website, I have can sign up for my newsletter and have lots of free gifts. Love you to come and see me.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to hear the title of your book one more time, Pat.
It's called Simply A Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life.
Well, it's a marvelous book. And as we're talking both about faith, the book I've written, which was a bestseller on Amazon, is called A Suitcase Full of Faith, How One Woman Found Her Dream, Listening to the Compass of Her Soul. And you can find that book on www.suitcasefullofaith.com. So, Pat, let's get on your story, because I was so intrigued. Okay. Tell us.
Yes. So anyway, we just kept believing and trusting and acting as if we were going to get this new house. And we packed the whole house up. We had boxes and just kept saying, we're going to get this house, and we kept believing. And we got a phone call a week before we were to be out of our condo and into our new home. And the real estate agent called my ex-husband and said, I'm sorry, but, you know, like I said, there was just no way that you were going to get this mortgage, so we have to deny you. So he called me, and my husband called me, and I said, I just don't believe it. I said, why don't you try to get the number of the person at the bank? So, and meanwhile, I called some people to pray, and we were all praying. So Joe called the real estate back, and he said, would you give me the number of the man at the bank? He said, well, you know what? I'm not supposed to do this, but I'll do it for you. Because they knew that, you know, here we had three kids. I was pregnant with one on the way, and we thought we were going to get this house. They felt bad for us, I guess. He felt bad for us. So my ex called and got right through to the guy who made the decisions. And out of the blue, he says to Joe, well, why do you think that your business is going to be successful? And Joe said he doesn't even know what he said. The next thing, the guy said, okay, I'll approve it. And that was it. Well, we called the real estate agency called us shortly after that, and he said, I have no idea what happened, but you must have some friends up there in the heavens, because there's no way that you should have got this mortgage. He said, I have a stack of mortgages here that are so much, you know, more qualified, and the fact that they said yes to you. So that was a real step out in faith for us. And, you know, we moved in the week after, and it was great.
You know, it makes me think of a story where you say, I mean, it felt like, it, you know, you had help from the angels or from whoever up there, that you got right through and that it happened. And suddenly it makes me think when we were in Holland, I mean, and we were suddenly, you know, we had been here on a vacation in America, because I felt like, you know what, if we want to move here, let's tour around. And we toured around in America, and, you know, the whole story is basically written in my book. And I won't tell that whole story, but I will tell this little mini story about it. So we, you know, we saw the house and thought, this is it, and went back to Holland. And my husband wasn't really up for it. He's like, what? We're both entrepreneurs. We live here, given birth to five children. You know, they're all in the age between, you know, 1 and 9. So you can imagine we're busy enough. And then suddenly I have it in my idea that we've got to move to America because my soul says so. You know, he believes in that, because that's how I found him and divorced my ex and got to him. But anyway, so then one day after a few months, we saw the house and went back, and he said, okay, after a year, you know, if the house is still for sale, we might buy it. But anyway, at some point we start bidding on the house. No, what happened is that one day I woke up and I had this gut feeling like, you know what? I think somebody's buying that house. Mm-hmm. And we called up the owner, and the owner said,
yeah, I have bidders on the house. But then we start bidding. But what was so interesting, years after we lived here, these people I met downtown, they said they really wanted to buy this house and they did have the money. But when they asked how much the tax was, because what is it, the town tax that you have to pay? By accident, they put an extra zero behind it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they backed off. They said, you know, then it's really, you know, that's outrageous. We can't afford that.
Oh, I'm like, wow. Oh,
we're not paying $20,000 tax.
But oh, that's, my gosh. You know,
there was an extra zero. And, you know, do you believe, like, sometimes things happen because they're just on your path and it needs
I
to
totally believe that everything happens for a reason. You know, I've seen things happen in my life that, well, I have an example for you of I had sold my, I guess this is going to be real, this is going to be real estate talk here, right? But right after I got a divorce, I wasn't sure if I was going to sell my house or if I would stay there. So I decided that I was going to sell it. After much prayer and discernment, I decided I was going to sell my house. So I needed my ex-husband to sign the papers because quite divorced yet. So he said he would. So I went ahead, did everything with the bank. And the day that we were supposed to sign, he called me that morning and said, I've decided not to sign the papers. And I said, what do you mean you decided not to sign the papers? You have to sign the papers. Yeah. I need to sell this house. And he said, no, I can't do it. So I called the, you know, the real estate agent and said, you know, is there anything I can do? And they said, no, we're very sorry. Well, you can imagine how angry and upset I was that was a door closed right in my face on that day.
Wow.
1 week later, I received a letter from the bank, and it said, Dear Mrs. Hastings, we wanted to let you know that your mortgage rate, because it was an adjustable mortgage, your mortgage rate has gone down on its own, and this is the payment. So it was exactly what it would have been if I had, you know, remortgaged like I was. I'm sorry, I planned on remortgaging the house, and it would have been exactly the same amount, and so I had saved all that money. So I wasn't going to buy the house. I wasn't going to sell the house. I was remortgaging it. That's why I needed his signature. Mm-hmm. And here the bank was sending me a letter after the fact that he wouldn't sign the papers, saying that the mortgage had gone down on its own. So that was amazing, you know, how that happened right at the last, you know, at the mm-hmm. last moment.
And it's really like, I think we probably lose faith too quickly and thinking, you know, what I've experienced, usually it's like the timing, you know, we think, oh, it should come about faster. And right. It sometimes takes more time. And why do you think that people lose faith?
Why do people lose faith?
Yeah.
I guess because we want it our own way, you know, we want to do it our own way and, you know, we don't trust and we give up too soon.
Yeah.
We don't believe that, you know, that God will come through. And it's often, I think you're absolutely right, it just takes time and it takes patience. I love it when, you know, God answers my prayer right away, but oftentimes I like to think of it like being in the hallway, you know, maybe one door is closed and another hasn't opened. And it's in that hallway that my faith is really strengthened, you know, and yeah. I have to choose. Am I going to scream and complain and bang on the door, or am I going to surrender and be peaceful and trust in God's timing?
Exactly. And I think we are the most off in the timing. And I think that most of our stress is created because we have a different timing in mind. And it reminds me of the story where finally, after so many years, I could see the divine plan in this when we applied for our green cards. You know, I thought that we would get them like right away. And in the end, I mean, it's been a 6-year process. But if I look back, I mean, for me, probably the universe or God, however we could tell that, name it, could have given it right away. But it was so crucial for our family that we were not given it right away. And I mean, the documents were lost. It was a very stressful time because we never knew if we had to leave on a moment's notice. But we applied and we were rejected 2 times. And it was such a long time before we finally got it. But what happened is that because we did not get the green card, my son basically couldn't study here. We have 5 children because we had to pay like $40,000. And we're like, wow, you know, to pay that for 5 kids so many years. And in Holland, mm-hmm. you can do it for free. So we said, Florin, you know, it's not very logical that we're, you know, you're going to study here. We don't get any financial support because we don't have a green card. So he took the courageous leap of faith to go to Holland. I mean, he hadn't been there for 9 years and I mean, knew nobody, and he just did it. And because he started, then my daughter had to make the choice. But because he was already there, I mean, it was more logical for her to follow him because there was already one sheep over the dam. So it has basically, because we were denied the green card and that divine timing was absolutely divine, and we were tested in faith. And I mean, I've been stamping up and down here in the hallway like, I can't believe it. Why don't we get it? I'm not going back to Holland. I'm going to stay in America. And gut down, I felt like, this is where we belong. We are here. But the divine timing was like, in the end, I mean, when we got it, he was already in Holland and my daughter was on her way to get there. And now all my five kids, our five kids, are going to study in Holland, which I think is amazing because it's just beautiful. And, you know, that's just how the divine timing goes. But I see we're almost heading for our break. So everybody, you're listening to The Faith Gals, Pat Hastings and I. And if you want to know more about Pat, go to www.simplyawomanoffaith.com. If you want to know more about my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith, where you can live how to take these big steps, go to www.asuitcasefulloffaith.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with Pat Hastings. And we have a really delightful conversation about the down and dirty of stepping out in faith and, you know, what happens when you step out in faith and how you have to make these extraordinary choices that create extraordinary results, but you have extraordinary challenges too. But before we continue, I want to give everybody the website of Pat Hastings. That's www.simplyawomanoffaith. And I want to encourage everyone, if you want to dive deeper in your faith and look for a great book. Pat Hastings' book is fantastic. Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. And I want to mention my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith as well. And you can get that at www.suitcaseFullofFaith. So, Pat, our suitcases are filled with faith. I know that.
And we are taking a trip.
I know. We're going on a cruise, and I'm so excited about it. That's so cool. But, Pat, I want to talk a little bit about miracles, because I know you've experienced miracles. Why do we have to step out first before miracles happen?
Yes, that is so important that, you know, I received an email from somebody, and I'm being called to go to Hawaii in January, and I received an email, and that's a whole long story. I think we're going to wait for another show. But she wrote to me, and she said, you know, you inspire me so much by your faith. She's a leader of one of the churches that I spoke in when I was in Hawaii in September. And she said, you inspire me so much. She said, if I were you, I would want everything, you know, I would want all the pieces together. What she's saying is that she would have to have everything controlled before she came over to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work that way with faith. I have found that I need to step out first. It's really stepping into the unknown, and then the miracles happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not afterward. It's when I take that leap, when I don't know what's ahead of me, but I'm feeling in my intuition, my gut, my heart, that this is what God is asking me to do. It's then afterward that then the miracles happen. It doesn't happen, you know, before. You know, what is faith? It's believing in something that you can't see.
Yeah.
And so that's how our faith grows, when we step out and we don't know what's ahead, and then watch the miracles happen. Would you say that too?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I'm just thinking of when we decided, you know, we were going to America, and everybody around us was like, you are absolutely crazy. And when actually this is when you were talking, I was thinking about it. We bought a house, this house where I'm now sitting, over the phone. We sold our house in Holland in March. We bought this house in January. We borrowed money because, you know, that was actually a miracle in itself, because, you know, we didn't have money to buy this house. Mm-hmm. And we said yes to the seller. And then my husband said, well, I mean, I took the call of the lawyer, actually, and he was in a way thrilled and devastated, because I spoke with the lawyer, and he said, you got to say yes or no right now. And my husband was with all the children at the field hockey, and I was standing in the middle of the room, and I thought, oh God, my dream's coming true, and we can buy it. And I said, yeah, we take it. And the lawyer was actually kind of quiet, and he said, that's it? I said, that's it. We take it. Gone. And he said, okay, a few things. You have to come up with the money January 1st, full amount, blah, blah, blah. And I came home, and I had a bottle of champagne behind my back, and my husband came in the room, and I said, we got it. And he said, I hope you said with the condition that we first need our visa, right? And I said, oops, I completely forgot. But, I mean, it was partly true, because I was so excited. I'm like, this is so tangible now. But on the other hand, I thought, if I tell this lawyer that we first need our visa with our seven people, that's not going to be a buy ever. But then what happened is that, you know, then we sold our house. And we sold our house in March, but we didn't get the visa. We didn't get the visa. So we had sold our house, bought a house in America. We had no jobs. We had no visa.
And we ordered the plane tickets, and I never forget, I ordered all the stuff to be moved. And we created a goodbye party on July 1st. So we had no visa. So everybody kept saying, is the visa there? The visa there? Nope, we're going. And we thought, you know, how do you go to the United States if you have no visa? You can stay for 3 months, you know, as a tourist. So what the plan was, because I was like, it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. The plan was to just take a few little bags and put towels in there and just pretend we're tourists and then just trust that the universe or God do the rest. Like, you know, we're going. There was no stopping. We were going. And no matter what, if we had a visa or not, we'd sold the house, we bought the plane tickets, party was, the house was empty, we had nothing. And then 3 weeks before, suddenly we got the call from the lawyer, you are granted, because we had applied for 1 year visa. Thank God that, you know, at that point we were so innocent and naive. I mean, and they granted us a 3 year visa, and the lawyer was stunned. He said, that never happens, because you don't get a 3 year visa. And, you know, luckily we did, because you can't make a living in like a year or show that you are, you know, affluent. So, I mean, that was a pretty big miracle, but we had to step out and we had to sell the house and we had to buy plane tickets and we had to order the party. And
I was thinking about faith, and it's not only faith in a power greater than yourself, or whatever you decide to call that power, God, source, universe, but it's really trusting yourself. It's really trusting that you have heard the voice of God within.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that only comes from having a spiritual discipline, or it only comes from taking time, I believe, each day, plugging into that power through prayer and meditation. You know, we didn't become the faith ladies, you know, like dust sprinkling down on us. We became the faith ladies because we have a relationship with the divine, and that is crucial to develop your faith. I have to plug in. I choose to plug in. I want to plug in every day, and I'm just so grateful for this gift.
You know, I love you bring that up, Pat, because it's completely true, because we are so busy in our heads, and then if we can't distinguish the two voices, then we really go basically literally off course. We go off our path. And I've truly experienced that in the summers, especially all the first summers here. We had so many guests from Holland and from all over the place, and I didn't do any spiritual practice. I would just go with the flow, not even that I liked it. I just did that. And I had no time for myself to sit with myself. I really, you know, I call that I sit with my soul. I never did that because there were always people here and I couldn't find the time. And after the summer, I would be kind of crazy, kind of like, you know, I didn't know my direction anymore. I didn't know where to go or what to do or what choices to make. And it really makes me think, you know, how do you live a life like that? How do you make your choices?
Well, you don't have peace. You have stress. You have stress. I met with a client this morning, and she was saying that she's realizing that she's rushing all the time, rushing, rushing, rushing. And I know that, in fact, I have a chapter in my book about rushing, because I had a rushing addiction, a busy addiction, you know, always staying busy because I didn't want to go in and feel what was in the inside. I didn't want to feel my feelings. So whatever we do to disconnect from ourselves and from a power, whether it be alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, or staying busy, workaholism, that will keep us stressful and we don't have any peace. So, you know, I was helping her to really to commit to taking that time and going within and allowing herself to feel her feelings so she didn't have to rush because she doesn't have any peace.
It's so true, because I think that busy energy is the worst, because we really lose connection with ourselves. Then I always say, you know, we completely trust the GPS in our car, right? Like you trust that, and we got to learn to trust that GPS inside of us. And if you call it the voice of God or the voice of your soul, however you call it, because that's the true voice, and that will guide us in the end to, I think, our best destinies. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a process, you know.
Yeah.
I have a story that I love to share. It happened years ago to me. My ex-husband was out of work for a year, and we had four children under the age of 10, and we were on welfare and food stamps. It was a difficult time. And I remember I was waiting to pick up the kids from school one day and had some time to kill, so I went to the local boutique, and I walked in, and I love clothes. So in the back was a clearance sign. And so I went back, and I had $10 in my pocketbook, and that was some milk and bread. So I'm just kind of, you know, looking through the clothes, and I found this blouse that I absolutely fell in love with, and I was reluctantly putting it back. It was $10. As I was putting it back, I heard that small, still voice, whom I choose to call God, say, "Buy it, and I will provide." And I remember standing there in the store and thinking, is that you or is that me? Well, I decided to trust that it was God because I was used to listening. And I bought the blouse, and I didn't buy milk and bread on the way home, and got home and didn't say anything to anybody. And as I was walking in, I grabbed the mail, and there was a envelope with just Pat on it. And I opened it up, and in it was a card, and it said, "To Pat from the son of a carpenter," and a $10 bill.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love that story, and I know it's in your book, and I love that because I so believe in it. And honestly, I think we can't hear enough, all of us, the confirmation of that, because it's always like, you know, I don't know, it's so uplifting. And we're going to talk more about that, Pat, after the break. So all of you, if you stay tuned, you'll hear more about the Faith Gals, and we're going to be right back after the break.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we are having a great conversation with my special guest and dear colleague and the Faith Gal, Pat Hastings.
And I want to say, if you want to know more about Pat and her beautiful work, her books, go to simplyawomanoffaith.com. You go to simplyawomanoffaith.com. If you want to know more about stepping out in faith, actually, and read A Suitcase Full of Faith, go to asuitcasefullofaith.com. On Pat's website, Pat, can you also find your book on simplyawomanoffaith.com?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So, you know, you can, it's so funny to say that. I would say, you know, there's two great books about having faith and getting courage.
You got it. You read those two.
And then you
read those. Read those two books and you'll be full of faith, right, Saskia?
You can't miss it. I mean, you're so ready to take that next step and you know, jump off and just do it. Pat, and why do you think, you know, faith is so important in this time of turmoil?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how people can live without faith.
Yeah.
Because of all that's going around, it would be so easy to fall into despair, depression, lack of hope, losing hope. And I think that's what's happening in the world. But I think that I think people are really searching now for spirituality, not religion, although religion is not bad and it's different from spirituality. People are really searching for more. They want more in their lives. So I think it's a really, really great time for us who have this simple faith, if you will, and we are living our lives in faith, people are going to be turning to us because they want what we have. They see that we have something deep within, and that is a relationship with the divine, and we have this faith. And, you know, our light is shining, so people want this. So I think it's crucial for your ongoing health and well-being.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're just in the end more happy and more healthy if you trust that inner guidance or inner
yeah.
voice. And we do need faith because a lot of times those steps are risky and bold and daring. And what I've experienced also, if, you know, I believe that the whispers of, as you call it, God, as I call it, my soul, are leading us to our biggest dreams. But what happens in that journey, too, is that you come across your fears. So you're definitely going to be faced with your fears. And, you move through them regardless. I think it's just a marvelous way to clean up our baggage from the past where, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, it took me 7 years to write my book, and it took so long is because I was full of fear, you know, and I didn't believe in myself, and I kept saying nobody would read it, I'm wasting my time. I had to really go in and face that fear. And what is the saying around fear? Face everything and recover, and fear is, let's see, what is it?
False
fear?
Evidence.
False evidence, yes. Appearing real, yes. But it felt real. I mean, I remember going to bed at night crying and saying, I can't do this, God. I can't write this book. I don't know how to market. I don't know how to be a businesswoman. I can't do it, you know. And, I had to really face my fear. I grew up in a very dysfunctional home, alcoholic home. So I had a lot of fear. I'm just so grateful now that I help women to move through their fear through faith and whatever it be, if it to be leave a relationship or leave a job or whatever it is that, you know, that whatever their dream is, I can help them, facilitate them to really look at their fear and change their, you know, their unlimited beliefs, especially the belief about not being good enough.
Yeah. That is, you know, it's so interesting because I was teaching a workshop and one of the questions was, what is the most courageous thing I've done? And everybody thought they could fill that in for me and say, well, you moved to America with mm-hmm. five kids and no money and a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, really, that sounds, I mean, I, until this day, I can only say, and it's hard to believe, I had zero fear in that.
Mm-hmm.
With that move, I knew from my gut this was meant to be. I had zero fear. And, you know, I can mm-hmm. have fear driving up to Rhode Island and losing my way on the road. I mean, I can mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. in total fear. But in that, I didn't. But
what was the most courageous thing for me to do was to write my book, A Suitcase Full of Faith. Because, you know, that was because I'm really exposing myself. It has 47 stories of how to move through fear and how I dialogued with, you know, the voice of my soul. And the voice of my head or mind would say, you know, why would you do that? And for example, when I was married and I met my soulmate, basically, and I was married for 2 years and I thought I was fine. It was all good. And then I met in Indonesia my husband, who's Dutch, actually, too. Miracle he was there. So at the moment I shook hands, I hear this voice within. That's the man of your life. That's the man of your dreams. And I'm in my head arguing like, I'm married. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's like very short, like the GPS in our car. Turn right. It was go after him. And, you know, long story short.
Amazing. That's an amazing.
I did that. And I have five kids with him. And we married in Taiwan. And that's all, you know, all those stories are in the book. But I basically bared my soul. I became very vulnerable. And that was the most courageous thing I've done. And I think for everybody, it's different.
Right. And, you know, I shudder to think that my book almost died inside of me because of fear.
Yeah.
You know, because it's helping so many people now. And, you know, I'll get an email or someone come up to me and just say, you know, your book has just helped me so much. And it just is like, you know, music to my ears. Yeah.
It's the most heartwarming thing. I got an email the other day from this woman, and she said, I adopted my child. I have two adopted children because I read that book. I felt like I have to step out in faith and take the courage to go after what I want. And for everybody who's listening, you know, you cannot let fear stop you at some point. You have a gift or you have a contribution to the world. And it's basically stingy, right? We hold it in.
Right. And I truly believe that the desires of our heart are placed there, you know, by God. I truly believe that. So they will be manifested, but we have to do some work. You know, we have to take that leap. We have to make a decision or to whatever it is, start something. Maybe you know, I when I speak, many people come up to me and say, you know, I have a book inside of me too. Mm-hmm. What's holding you back? Fear. You know, I'll say, no, well, I'll help you, you know. I'll help you to be accountable to writing each week. And so whatever it is, you know, as I think about our audience listening, you know, whatever it is that is the desire of your heart that you really want to do, do it. You know, like, we're not promised tomorrow, none of us.
You know,
and my motto is to live my life to the fullest, and I am doing that. I am living my dream and just so grateful.
I know, and I can only wholeheartedly say yes. I mean, it's such an adventure, and of course, it's not always easy, and, you know, not every day is, like, bright and shiny, and you're, like, you know, in your best mood. It's just an adventure, and it's a journey, and you know, when you ignore that calling, as I call that, you ignore that knocking on that door that you got to open and you got to step forward, because you don't know if you have that tomorrow. You really don't. And you know, it's I would say, whatever anyone is having, that dream in your heart, I mean, open that door and, you know, tap into your faith. And I would say, you know, Pat's book, Simply a Woman of Faith, you know, it's one of the doorways to open. I mean, it's just a fantastic book. So, you know, if that's something that can help, that's absolutely
great.
And if you want to read A Suitcase Full of Faith, that's absolutely from the bottom of my heart. It's 47 stories about, you know, how to live fearless and step out in faith. So we should put them together, Pat. That's way easier, you know, just make...
Yeah, right. Well, who knows? We have both felt that we're going to do something together other than a radio show, right? Right.
Absolutely.
So we'll see where it leads
to. We'll see where this adventure leads us. But I want to thank you so much, Pat.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It's been wonderful. Okay. It's been fun.
I hope everybody enjoyed it. I tremendously enjoyed it. And I would say I talk to you next Thursday. And I wish you a wonderful week. And thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Saskia. Have a great night.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.